Well, joining me now in studio, we have Eric Kelly. He's from Marshfield, and he's making a run for school committee. So glad you could join us this morning.
I appreciate that, Christine. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And the town election's coming up this Saturday. I know that you're someone who's been active in trying to make positive change in the community, and I wanted to invite you in here. I know there's two other candidates that are running as well. They've both been invited to come in as well, but you're the first person who's shown up, so we appreciate that. Now, Eric,
I'm not afraid to step up here, Christine.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, for people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been living in Marshfield since 2007-2008. I have four school-age children in the school system. I've always had an eye towards what's going on in the schools to a degree, but ever since COVID, you know, COVID really shown a lot of things in regards to the school system throughout the nation, but even here in Marshfield. And one thing is that I've realized that looking at the school committee meetings, attending them, and watching them again, that the school committee, their interest is not on the students, but everybody else but the students, the way I see it. And they never, you know, in between the schools being shut down last year and the masking of our children, as a parent, that really angered me in regards to it. And you know, the whole thing is that DESE, the Department of Education, Commissioner Riley, especially with the masking, he put that mask mandate in place as not a protection for the students, but to encourage them to get a shot that they didn't need. And the school committee just sat there and let DESE do whatever they want, and there's no challenging. And so, as a parent, and hopefully your next elected school committee member, I will not be sitting there letting the unelected officials established by a state government to run roughshod over our children.
What do you think if people don't know you, but they're listening while they're driving now, and they're thinking, I want to know more about Eric Kelly and what he supports. Tell me what your top three issues would be running as a school committee candidate. What would be your first item?
All right. So if they want to learn more about me, I have an interview on Marshfield Cable Television for this year. And then if you search my name up, I ran last year as well. And search my name, Eric Kelly Marshfield. You should see last year's interview come up. As for top three, South Shore Vote Tech was a big campaign item of mine last year, and now the school committee has taken that up with the help of, I think, many parents that have put their input in regards to it. And so that's the beginning stage. Of course, the ledger, I believe, has said that. The budget is a massive one. It's over $54 million right now, and it doesn't appear that the school committee has any inkling of trying to get a handle on it and give a break to the parents. So I would be one that looking at every item in the budget to see where the savings can be and if we can get savings or shift to somewhere else. But I think there can be savings done in regards to certain areas of the budget.
Okay. And what about, what do you think about the makeup of the school committee? What do you think? Do you think maybe they could have a couple of school-age students on there, non-voting members of the school committee? Is that something might consider?
That's a great idea, Christine, just due to the fact that, you know, with all this going on, if the students could vote, would this be going on? So the whole thing is that if you had a couple of school-age children sitting as non-voting members on the school committee, but being able to participate and establishing what they're looking for and their needs and getting feedback from their own friends and all that, that could work in the long run, possibly. It would need further research, but I wouldn't be opposed to looking into it.
Okay. Now, if people want to get in touch with you or find out more about your candidacy, what's the best way they can do that?
All right. So I have an email address, ekelly, ekelly.for@marshfieldsc@gmail.com. And the elections are this Saturday, April 30th, 9 to 4.
And you probably appreciate people voting for you.
Yeah, I would say this. If you really want me to get on the school committee, I would probably just bullet vote for me, and because those two are going to get the votes from other people without a doubt. So if you're really looking for me to get on, I would just pretty much focus maybe the vote on me. But that's obviously up to the voter what they want to do.
Okay. Thank you again. That's Eric Kelly. He's here in Marshfield. He's a candidate for school committee. And his email one more time is initial E. Kelly. And that's Kelly with a K-E-L-L-E-Y .4MarshfieldSC@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it, Christine. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.